This is Lakeisha Benjamin inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones.
Revolutionary hope resides precisely among those women who have been abandoned by history. This is not the way things are supposed to be. This might be the way they are now, but they are not supposed to be this way. I truly believe, and men should applaud this, that this is the era of women.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax, enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. This week we welcome saxophonist-composer Lakeisha Benjamin. We met briefly after her set at the Newport Jazz Festival. We talked about her CD Phoenix, the story behind the music, and growing up in New York City. You're listening now to American Skin. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Well, welcome to the Jazz Room, Lakeisha Benjamin.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
How does it feel being here, out on that front big stage?
It's amazing. You know, when you grow up, like, really honoring the tradition of John Coltrane and Alice like me, to be somewhere that they stepped on holy ground like that, it's just a one-in-a-lifetime experience.
You have a CD, Phoenix. Tell me about this CD.
It's a CD that I wanted to kind of pay tribute to the women that kind of inspired me to be in music and to continue. And I wanted to pay homage to them and also kind of get the mentorship of them helping me to put out one of my first CDs with my own thing.
Okay. All right. And is there a story behind that CD? What got you started with it?
Yeah, I was inside of a big, bad car accident. I broke 3 of my ribs, I broke my scapula, I fractured my jaw. And just the whole process of that, of feeling like I may be possibly dying, made me call it Phoenix to just kind of inspire people to keep going. If you keep going and keep healing and keep trying, you never know what's next.
Listen now to Phoenix.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the people who have helped you on your musical journey.
My God, Reggie Workman.
Oh, I know him.
Gary Bartz, Rashid Ali. My first gig ever was with Clark Terry. So those are some of the people that have kind of raised me up and shown me the ropes of how to be a band leader and how to, you know, try to get my own thing happening.
And what were some of the things did they teach you? I mean, you were working, you know, I've met these people you're talking about, and they were good. They're good educators.
Yeah.
What did they do? What did you come learn from them?
Oh, yeah, I should have not mentioned Miss Dee Dee Bridgewater, but they kind of been teaching me a little bit of how the business is going. You know, Clark always said they see you before they hear you. Make sure you keep your outfit right and that you are building a bond with the audience. He said the most important thing you can do is establish some unity with your crowd. Dee Dee has taught me from the school of Betty Carter, make sure you follow the money and make sure you, leave it all on the stage. You know, Rashid was big on stamina, making sure I had the stamina to play at the level I wanted to play at.
Yeah. And how do you do that? How do you keep yourself going?
I try to practice as much as I did when I was coming up. So if I'm out on tour or something, I'm doing at least 5 to 6 hours minimum on the sax.
Yeah.
You know, I try to keep my chops up, keep learning, keep listening to new people, keep listening to older CDs I don't know. To me, the key is to never stop learning, to always remain a student and remain open that somebody may have some advice for you that could change your world.
Here's another cut from Lakeisha's CD, Phoenix. Mercy.
Turn the page and start anew. Seek inner peace with your mind and soul focused on Turn the page, dare to be brave, filled with the joy as a light that shines between the stars above. Oh, hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Some of your favorite cuts and why?
One of my favorite cuts is Jubilation, because I've always wanted to meet Patrice Rushing. I've always wanted to work with her, and now we've started having a bit of a friendship and a mentorship. So that's the most inspiring thing that can come from having a guest, is to keep the relationship after the CD. Angela Davis, I'm the director of the Burlington Jazz Fest, so I had her come up and speak to the kids and stuff. So to have a bond with somebody that has dealt with history with jazz, political stuff, but also meant so many different types of people all over the world and knows how to fight for their life, that's something you can't get somewhere else. So between those two and, of course, the great Terry Lynn Carrington, she's able to push people in a way that demands respect, but it demands you to raise your level.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Now, tell me a bit about the musicians that you had with you today on stage.
I had EJ Strickland on drums, Zakai Curtis on piano, and Ivan Taylor on the bass.
Okay, and are they on Phoenix? Are they?
They are on Phoenix with me. They're the band backing me up.
All right, so we just keep it going. What would you like to accomplish for yourself in the next few years? What do you see in the future for yourself?
I'm hoping to bring some unity to this culture of jazz, to unify all the generations, and to keep the music going longer. So to influence some younger people to get involved, influence some older people to come on back, and to just show everybody that the music is for everyone. It's not an old-time music. It's a new, evolving thing, and it needs all of us to participate in it to be successful.
You said it. You said it. Well, I promised that it would be short, so you would have time to do other things. Tell people how people can learn about you and your music.
Oh, man. Well, you can Google me, L-A-K-E-C-I-A, Benjamin, everywhere. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. And that's Lakeisha B on all of my handles, TikTok, everything that you got, anything that's social, I'm on there.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Finally, listen now to Jubilation. Learn more about Lakeisha at LakeishaBenjamin.com. We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. You may see my photographs of artists at the Newport Jazz Festival and much more on the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.